It's time for another exciting special mini Stardub episode.
Yes, this is another of the 12 dubs of Christmas.
That's correct. Your little bite-sized dose of Christmas cheer. Today, we're thinking about beverages for Christmas.
We're Scottish. Beverages are never too far away from our thoughts. Much like the words deep-fried, barred, and sectarian violence in football.
Indeed, essential parts of Scottish society, and we're so proud. So, what we're looking at here are two festive drinks to chat to you about. Our first exciting festive drink is from the Orkney Brewery, and it's called Cootie Dumpling. That's right. The Orkney Brewery Seasonal Ale Selection. It's a rich, complex winter ale with smooth malt, fruity hops, and warming spices. And there's a little story on the back.
But before we go, the label itself has a Christmas Cluty Dumpling illustration, which is what makes it better.
Christmas-y, yes.
That and the word seasonal on it.
Yeah, that gives it away, doesn't it? So on the back here, it says, the name Cluty Dumpling comes from the traditional Scottish spiced pudding and the cloth or clout it is wrapped in. This fruity spiced winter ale exhibits all the warming characters of that famous dish. And someone called Norman Sinclair, whoever he may be, recommends drinking this clouty dumpling ale with traditional roasts, casseroles, nuts, and of course, clouty dumpling. So, it's a rich, fruity nose, with notes of cinnamon and ginger, and a background of nutty crystal malt. Not crystal meth, that's an entirely different thing.
Don't make me bottle all that.
You never know, it's Scotland. And it's a smooth mouthfeel, with a subtle yet complex blend of rich malt and spice flavours, balanced by fruity hops, leading to that spicy, warming finish. So what did you think of the Cluty Dumpling Ale?
Well, the first thing you noticed when we had a little sniff of it is those sort of marshmallow banana.
Yes.
Which, as people who know me and my pathological hatred resistance to fruit know, that is about the closest I'll ever get to banana.
That's true.
But it smelled like that, and I was like, well, that's very nice.
Yes. And then you stuck it down your throat.
I did indeed. Not in an unrefined way. I sampled a little bit to get a little taste.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sweet.
Yes.
Not too sickly,
uh-huh.
Not very heavy either, which a lot of sort of sweet and sort of fruity ales do,
yes,
tend to be quite treacly and heavy, which is the kind of thing which puts you off drinking too many of them. You'll have maybe one or two, and it's like you've lined your stomach with treacle and you can barely move. But this one was quite light, very refreshing.
It's very refreshing. Do you think it would go well with the Cluty Dumpling itself?
I know of Cluty Dumpling.
What?
I've seen pictures of it.
What? You're Scottish.
Okay. You know how it contains bits of fruit and shit? Remember the whole not eating fruit shit?
Well, now that you've braved part of the final frontier of fruit by having the alcoholic drink version of it, perhaps you can take it upon yourself to try the traditional Cluty Dumpling.
But what happens
if you've been Scottish?
But what happens if I don't like it? What kind of beer can I just ram into it to
well,
make
this,
it edible?
This, it just tells you it goes well with the traditional Cluty Dumpling in its original pudding variant.
I may try it. Alternatively, knowing the fact I'm 35 and quite stuck in my ways now, I'm just going to aim for what my life goal will be, which is to be the first man in the Western world for years to die of fucking scurvy. You can't take my fucking dream away from me.
My dream.
Ralph did jazz hands at me just now, and I've never been more disgusted with him.
But we haven't got time for disgust. Because
we're moving on to number two, I'll take point on this one.
Yes.
This is from the heart of Scotland, according to the label. And it's brought to us by the Inverarmon Brewery. Now, this is Santa's Swally. Now, this is a Christmas beer brewed with spices.
Indeed.
Now, what is Swally here?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, thankfully, for those of us who aren't Scottish or know what Scots speak,
yes,
it's on the back.
Is
Swally
it?
Is a Scots term for a drink. Santa's Swally is a dark, copper-coloured Christmas beer brewed with hints of seasonal nutmeg and cinnamon and kettle hot with Fuggles.
What are Fuggles?
Aren't they non-magic users in the Harry Potter universe?
They're muggles.
Oh, that's fucking alright then. I thought it was drinking a magical people that's grabbed up in the beer.
It says Fuggles with an F. I thought Fuggles, were they not Fraggle Rock?
No, that's Fraggles. It kind of tells you that. That's why it wasn't called Fuggle Rock. I'm going to Google on the iDevice. Other tablets are available.
The label continues to say, everyone at the Inverell-Mont Brewery wishes you a happy Christmas and a wonderful new year. Now, Americans, it's important information. It's imported to the USA by Shelton Brothers of Belchertown, MA. Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Fuggles. It appears to be a variant of hops.
Oh, well, so there you go. So, when you sort of...
There could be some detail on this page.
All right, okay.
Yes. This variety was noticed growing wild in the hop garden of George Stacey's house at Horsmorden in Kent in 1861. In 1975, it was introduced by Richard Fuggle, who lived in the village of Brenchley, not far from Horsmorden, and hence it was called Fuggle. The aroma is earthier and less sweet than Kent Goldings. If you don't like it, you can substitute it with Williamette. Which sounds like a really, really bad drag act, to be honest. Yeah. Hello, I'm on your net.
I'm going to fuggle you. Initially I would say the taste is it's kind of sweet, a bit pleasant, quite nice. But with a distinctive aftertaste.
Now, I discovered what the aftertaste was after kind of thinking about it for a little minute. And it has the aftertaste of beef crisps.
It's true, it does actually. I would even
say... For our colonial, do you get... Americans dabble in the beef crisp.
I don't know, because what I have heard from many American friends is that when it comes to savoury snacks, their crisp selection doesn't have as wide a variety of flavours as the European version. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what people have told me. So you might not, I don't know, I mean, maybe someone will tell us if you get beef flavoured crisps.
Basically, to explain for the uninitiated what a beef flavoured crisp is. Now,
I think I can guess.
Because the whole point is, everybody's had beef at some point.
Unless you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, well, they probably had it first. Very few people get through life being completely vegetarian.
Very few people have not had a dead cow run up to them and say, eat me.
But beef crisps taste nothing remotely like beef.
That's true, in the same way that beef curtains don't taste like beef. But I would say that the beef crisp flavour taste here, it's more walkery than Golden Wonder or Smith's.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I wouldn't say it was even a kettle flavour or a real crisp flavour or a Mackay's beefy. It's that kind of thinner, crisp type.
It's not a very strong beef flavour.
Yeah,
it's
just a
very
slight beef flavour, yeah.
I think if it was very strong, it would completely overpower the sweet initial taste of it. But it's unusual to go from sweet beer to beef. Unless you happen to have a pint in one hand and a bag of crisps in the other. If you've been to a pub in Scotland, quite often, instinctively, you'll go to the bar and go, I'll get around in.
Maybe Santa likes a good bit of beef. Maybe beef's about. And talking of Santa, we cannot conclude this without the illustration.
Now, has Santa on a very comfy looking armchair still wearing his hat and his trousers, thankfully, but he's got kicked off the boots and the jacket's hanging over the back of the chair. He's got a really threadbare and shitty Christmas tree.
It's true.
Really Santa, for fuck's sake.
I think someone's eaten it.
And I don't know whether he's sitting in the middle of some homemade train tracks or he's disturbed the right of... I think he's disturbed that right from The Devil Rides Out that Christopher Lee did.
Yeah, he has.
For fuck's sake.
He has. It's the day after Christmas, according to the calendar over the fireplace. Yep. So I think he's Jakey Santa. I think he's broken into his house.
And quite frankly, the size of beer container is not a pint gal. It's at least 2.5 pints.
Wow.
That's more sturdy than the Dalek Mug of Champion from the Doctor Who experience.
Indeed it is. And an authentic Santa Swally hiccup there as well, just to show you. So, I got this from Tesco.
I also got mine from Tesco because I'm drinking the ones at Ralph Bar.
Hooray! So, we will return tomorrow for another exciting Christmas stuff.
Exactly.
What will it be? We don't know!
It will be Christmas related.
Hooray!
That humbug.
Hooray! Hooray! Goodbye. Goodbye.